The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Mr. Johnson tried to find Freddy and Margaret looking for Lil. They look all around on Bay Street, bent on Palmdale and over the hill. Across the bridge to Paradise Island, about alas, to more of it. So they all come to one conclusion, they're in Freeport or they're in jail. So if you're looking, searching and worried, you'll find it's true without any fail. If you can't find your friends in Nassau, they're in Freeport or they're in jail. Auntie Alice looking for Mary, and she cousin Leslie and Gail. She even fly to Miami, Coral Gable and Fort Lauderdale. But she still come to this conclusion, after using plain car sail. If you can't find your friends in Nassau, they're in Freeport or they're in jail. So if you're looking, searching and worrying, you'll find it's true without any fail. If you can't find your friends in Nassau, they're in Freeport or they're in jail.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 28th of January, 2026, and you are on the clock with Aaron. I couldn't find my MP yesterday. But don't worry, I know y'all didn't take him to Freeport with you. Anyway, if you can't find your friends in Nassau, they in Freeport or they in jail. They're young people. They're young people. I've come to the place in my life where I could charge you with something. It's very important that you go to your elders. Don't ask your mommy directly, because parents have a mechanism where they can't tell you the truth about everything. They just can't, right? Go ask your uncle, your grammy, what they mean when they say if you can't find your friends in Nassau, they in Freeport, or they in jail. Anyway, that was a signal to the Cabinet of the Bahamas meeting in Grand Bahama yesterday. Of course, they go to Grand Bahama so that their presence signals the importance. It signals how they have prioritized Grand Bahama in their scheme of governance. Grand Bahama is very important in the archipelago. Mind you, Grand Bahama can't be any more important than any other island in the archipelago, because the Commonwealth must be equitable, right? It means that even if you cannot produce as much as or the same as another island, you still are entitled to, deserving of the same things, even if they're delivered in a different way. So we say to our Grand Bahama residents, we see you, we hear you. Nassau people have, even the Freeport people who had to move to Nassau for various reasons, have not forgotten you. We got lots to talk about this morning. Let's get through some housekeeping. Let me remind you, the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition, open to junior and high school students throughout the archipelago. We're looking for the government recording record. That's the government recording record of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will. We're also looking for the recorded date. The recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Okay. HHT, and Hasty Times people, meeting coming up tomorrow night, St. John's Auditorium, 7 p.m. We're discussing the most recent details the upcoming 2026 Hannah Hasty Tynes family reunion. Same night, tomorrow night, we're going to have the Mariners Association Town Hall meeting taking place at the QC Auditorium. I think that's a 6 p.m. start. And then, of course, we have the Anatole Rogers Memorial Lecture taking place tomorrow night, University of the Bahamas, Harry Seymour Library, Dr. Melinda Smith, Bahamian descent, phenomenal woman. It's going to be a phenomenal discussion tomorrow night. And then, of course, today, you hear that in my voice? That's because I'm jealous. Ministry of National Security, Community Centers Awareness Week, Nassau Village Community Centers hosting their expo today, chefing it up for our elderly and disabled communities, chefing it up for our elderly and disabled communities. It starts right now, 10 a.m. all the way until 1 p.m. today at the Nassau Village Community Center. It's a great opportunity for people to check out the community center, right? Have a walkthrough. So you could go to your MP and tell your MP, this is what I want my community center to look like also. Also, okay, couple more things on the housekeeping. Producer, I see we have a call on the line. I got to say congratulations to my grandnephew, Camden Green, in Grand Bahama. He came second place in the spelling bee. Let me tell you something. This young man is just an inspiration to me. Camden Green, congratulations. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I good, thank you.
Well, boy, you did this weather can on, but let me ask a question, right? Mm-hmm. On a serious note, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on? The same not to be a regular flu is going on. I see people barking like Rottweiler right now.
That's something.
Yeah, this is no normal flu. You heard anything from the health organization pertaining to flu?
Well, listen, I saw sort of anecdotal information on the internet about a very moving. However, I also saw a statement from the Minister of Health and Wellness indicating that there are no new or virulent strains in the country, right? So what we may be experiencing is just your typical lead up to, you know, heavy weather, heavy chest weather season. It's time for people to clean their AC units. It's time for people to clean their carpets. They got lots of fabric in their house, right, that may have gathered dust. That's why the old people used to have a spring cleaning and winter cleaning and summer cleaning and Sunday cleaning. Like, our only job was cleaning, because guess what? Our only job is cleaning and to keep our environment as clean as possible. So for people who are experiencing respiratory issues, right, not too heavy, you're not on medication, right? You're not on medication. Cerasi is an expectorant. It'll help pull mucus out of the body. Thyme, cooking thyme, has the essential oil thyme all, which you will find in over-the-counter respiratory remedies, right? So your cooking thyme, your broadleaf thyme, your rosemary, your oregano, all of these you can brew as a tea to drink as a respiratory conditioner. So an expectorant. Remember, bitterer is betterer. Don't mind what your belly tell you. Listen to your body. Bitterer is betterer. But if you are experiencing flu-like symptoms that are extended and last longer than normal, go to a clinic. Go to your doctor. Find out what's happening. A quick treatment may bring quick resolution, right? And you may not have something festering in your system. But just because it's cold doesn't mean you stop paying attention to your AC units. Now is the time to clean them, clear the lines, make sure that they're clean, and you're only filtering clean air through your homes. Okay, now, next up on the journey, we got the NIB calendar giveaway. The NIB calendar giveaway. I got a question for you today to win one of these. Listen, I'm going to call the calendar digital because it's old people and it have QR code on it, which means you could put your phone up to the calendar and you could access information about benefits and assistance services, contact information and forms. It has all of your important dates, like your pension bank pay date and your pension check pay date. And it has all of the public holidays on it as well. It is an excellent house calendar, right? Like, you have to have a motherboard. You could plan everything on it for the whole year. You could let your Grammy know, I ain't gonna be available to take your joy ride. I put it on the calendar. I need you to see it. Anyway, so we're giving away calendar today. Maybe we give away two. Here is the first question. Who is the current minister of the National Insurance Board? Who is the current minister of the National Insurance Board? Correct answer wins you an NIB calendar. It's a smart calendar. I can call it a digital calendar. You have to get it. You have to get it so you don't end up with your children saying, Mommy, how you could forget today was field trip day? How could you forget? If you have the calendar, you will never forget. Again, who is the current minister of the National Insurance Board? All right, joining me in studio today, I'm very excited because we're having a conversation with the National Training Agency. The National Training Agency, if you follow in this conversation right now, you could go to ntabahamas.org. ntabahamas.org. So You could follow the conversation and you could take a deeper look at the programs we're going to talk about this morning. We're taking a highlight. We're having an overview of the National Training Agency, and then we're looking at Cohort 27, the current cohort. It's about to start in February.
On the 9th.
On the 9th of February. And if you are not already a part of this cohort, today we can figure out how to get you involved. I see, producer, we have another caller on the line. Let's go to the caller quickly. Good morning, quick caller.
The answer is Alfred Sayers.
Yes, the answer is Alfred Sayers. I need you to leave your producer your name and information so I can leave it with the receptionist when you come and pick up your calendar.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I just want to say, you see how they worded the question? The minister for the minister of the National Insurance Board, right? I don't want to be the minister for nothing. I want to be the minister of. Are y'all please make me the minister of Juju, Ganap, and Porkin? Make me the minister of Juju, Ganap, and Porkin. That's what we can call the Ministry of Agriculture.
Oh, okay.
If we name it differently, maybe we get a different response from the general public. Minister Miles LaRota was responsible for national insurance at one point in time, but he is no longer in that position. But I'm glad you've been following, Texas. I'm glad you've been following. All right, I'm going to ask my guests to introduce themselves, tell us the role that they fill at the exactly what the training agency is. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Bahamas, and we're certainly delighted to be here. My name is Nicole Andrews, and I'm the executive director of the National Training Agency. And my colleagues?
My name is Andre Kelly. I'm the PR and marketing lead at the National Training Agency.
My name is Ione Hepburn. I am the assistant director for the National Training Agency and the head of the registration department.
Okay. All right. This is great. I know all of y'all. I am a sure in. Now I just need to figure out what course I'm in and what I could do there. See, young people, that's the attitude you have to have, you know. Get in and then figure out what you're going to do. Like, I know you're saying, but hold on. I have to have a plan. I know what I want to do in life, and I'm looking for those opportunities. Listen, get in and then figure out what you're going to do. You know why people take so long to finish university and college? Because they get in with a plan, and then they see the multitude of things that they could be doing, and they make a switch at some point. So get in and then figure out what you're going to be doing. All right, so we have the executive director, assistant registration. Okay, how do I register? Who can apply? Who could participate in the National Training Agency? Is this just for young people coming out of high school? Are there opportunities for continuing education? Can I retool my life? I don't like buses no more. I need to do something different with my life. Who could do this? Who is this for?
Okay, so I'll take this one.
Yeah.
So the National Training Agency, our mandate, we are an agency that sits under the Ministry of Labor and the Public Service.
Okay.
With the Honorable Pia Glover-Royal leading out. And our function really is multiple. One of our main functions is the flagship, the Mandatory Workforce Preparatory Program.
Okay.
And that services individuals 16 to 26.
Okay.
And they would have already left high school and are now seeking an entry-level employment, and they are having challenges doing that.
Okay.
So this is who we are here for, those who need a second chance, those who are looking to better their lives and really get into the workforce. So our role at the agency is really to help strengthen the workforce, as the mandate is, and we want to really ensure these young persons are upskilled, and it's really free for them.
Mm-hmm.
4 weeks of soft skills, interviewing, resume preparation, self-awareness, money management,
mm-hmm.
workforce dynamics and diversity.
If I could read from the list, attitude shaper.
That's right.
You know why? Let me tell you why I like that, right? Because every young man in this world understands the value of the shape-up. How the shape-up changes how you feel about yourself, how the shape-up changes perception, how people think about you and see you. I like that.
Yes.
Attitude shape-up.
Yes.
Okay.
And so really this is coming from several places. Employers sometimes say, persons are not really ready for the workforce. They don't have those soft skills. You may land the employment, but the soft skills, if they're not in place, it's difficult to keep the employment.
Right.
And so we want to mitigate that challenge. We want to help with the skills gap, making sure our young persons have the skills to hold the job, to know what to do when they get on the job.
And it's very clear, like learning to manage work dynamics, right? Like, what do you do when you're supposed to take your lunch break, but the person who took their lunch break before you and supposed to replace you doesn't show up on time? You can't just go take your lunch break, even though in the book it says it's your lunch break, right? You're expected to accommodate for the sake of the business, for the sake of the service, right? And so
exactly.
Understanding those, hearing those things said out loud, that's awesome, man. Resume building.
Yes, resume building. Again, this is an area that employers really request and speak about, making sure those resumes are ready, and then also interviewing. Once the individual gets before the employer, what are you saying? How are you conducting yourself? How are you communicating?
Mm-hmm.
So these are items we address help with us in the young people's minds and hearts. And really, once they come in, we really see many of them transformed and ready for the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
We host job fairs. Once employers come in, some of them are hired on the spot. And so we're really excited about those outcomes, and we trust that everyone, we get this message across the country, those in this category are able to come and sign up and be a part, change their lives. And as our executive chairman always says, you can have the life you choose. And we have so many examples of young persons who would have come in. A gentleman I'm thinking about right now, Alvin Robinson, he was actually our keynote speaker at our graduation 2 weeks ago.
All right.
He came in into our butler service in one of our earlier cohorts, and today he actually owns his own company, his own business, where he helps teach about butler services. So transformation, massive. So there's great change that can occur here, and we really want the young persons in this category to be a part of it.
Absolutely. I am loving this, right? It's resume building and interviewing, right? And then what you put in your resume, you're going to have to present in the interview, right? So don't lie, right? Enhance and build, and then be prepared to express it. Like, I know a young man named Chosen Darville. He was the second Agrarian Award community farmer, I think, People's Choice winner. He's a chicken chaser. He could catch chicken. I don't know if y'all ever seen videos on social media and people snatching the chicken out of the air, right? That's what this young man does. And they said, look here, you can be a truant officer. You can be a truant officer. You can snatch these children off the road and put them on the school bus, right? Like, understanding the skills that you do have, right? The things, and how do they translate into the working world, and then how to present them in the interview. Every summer, being the keep-up man for your grandfather on that small skiff, you learned navigational skills, you learned logistics skills, right? You learned environmental skills. How do you express that in your resume and then bring it to life in the interview process? Because we have lots of kids with lots of experience, they just don't know how to translate it. This is awesome. So you referenced the graduation of the most recent cohort and Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Way to go, Mr. Robinson. You can read more about that in this article, 27 graduate from National Training Agency. It was our new, is that cohort 26 or is that cohort 25 in August of this year?
So just in January of this year, our graduation, there were 76 trainees that completed our program. We would have graduated 76 of them.
Wow, that's awesome. Because in August, y'all graduated a cohort as well with people like Andrea Petit-Frere, Ian Algreen, and Terrell DeVoe, all graduates from the program. This is awesome, man. Okay.
And here's the thing. We believe one of our fundamental principles. All persons have some purpose on the inside of them. There's greatness there. They may not be in the academic realm, but there's something you have to offer, and we want to uncover that. We want to help untap that and bring that out, and we believe our program does just that. And I'll let our assistant director share more about some of the practical skills these individuals can take part and be a part of.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just, I want us to keep saying it. We are registering now for the next cohort.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to be happening is once you finish with that four weeks of training, that the executive director just mentioned. She talked about the soft skills,
yep,
as you were talking about job preparation and the others. After that, there's 10 weeks more training. And this 10 weeks of training is practical training in those areas that we train, that we will be hosting or we will be giving out, or I should say, we will be conducting this time, would be the business application and technology. We have butler service, as she talked about, Alvin, mm-hmm, being a part of that early in the early times. We have culinary and baking, culinary foundation, auto service and auto care, teacher's aid, food and beverage, auto body repair, customer service, plumbing and masonry, and we have painting and drywall.
Listen, all of these things are like essential services. Earlier today, I was telling you all, I can't wait until we talk about the janitorial and custodial sort of services, because that's where the obeah is. No, that's where the magic is. People think that these are like, I would say low skills, right? People think they're low skills comes to Christmas time and you enjoy visiting your friends to see how they have decorated their home for the Christmas, right? How they have curated the party atmosphere. And so what these people do is they create the space for you to do your work in, or for you to recreate in, or for you to, right, enjoy yourself in. And often we don't take into account how much skill that takes.
Yes. Everyone is important. There's, mm-hmm, something to offer.
Creating a vibe. Yeah. Absolutely. So 4 weeks, and then another 10 weeks of training. What happens after the 10 weeks?
Well, as we mentioned already, what happens is we have the job fair. That's the first thing following that.
All right. And
so the goal, as you know, our mandate is to help with job placement, to get them connected with the employers. And so we have the job fair. And following the job fair, those persons who may not have gotten an opportunity through that, we then try to connect them directly with any employers, anyone who's looking for. Some employers will reach out to us and let us know. And we definitely are always in search of new partners with employers who are looking to say, hey, can NTA service us with these particular positions that we in need of?
Mm-hmm.
So they come to us or we go to them, and that is what happens. And then, of course, this whole thing starts over again.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes. I love it. Father Thompson said you don't become a man until you're 40. Bradley Roberts said you don't become a man until you're 60. I think what Bradley Roberts meant is you don't understand the fullness of manhood and masculinity until you become 60, right? So people mature and learn at different levels. We have so many young people that sort of reject school, I eject it, I finish with it. They get into the workplace and then it resonates with them, the value of the skills training. Right. And so I think about the food store plenty, because I'm in it plenty. I like food. And watching the young people sort of matriculate and step up in that system. Right. And I tell the young people, you work in a food store, this is the best training ground for logistics training.
Yes, yes.
Right. Like, you can't get a better opportunity than being in the heart of it. Right. And so if I'm in the food store, working this thing, can I also, I'm employed, I can also come to the National Training Agency to build skills?
Well, so here's the thing. The goal is to get you connected with a job. So, mm-hmm, if you already have a job, then we will encourage you to stay on that job and try to build yourself while you're on that job and grow.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do not have a job, or you've had a job and you found out that maybe you were missing some of those soft skills, then when we come in.
Yes. And do that stuff. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, if it is you don't fall into that category of 16 to 26,
yes,
we have some programs for you as well. Because maybe you are on the job, you stepped in at an entry level, but you want more out of life and more for yourself,
yeah,
and you want to advance. And so we have the Institute of Leadership and Management, known as ILM. That's an internationally recognized certification with Citi and guilds that prepares people who are navigating entry to management levels.
Mm-hmm.
We have two phases currently here in the Bahamas. We have the level one, and then we also have the level two. Each level is designed to prepare you and to basically help you to tap into those, the things that you need as a leader, as a CEO, the things you need managing teams, managing people, navigating crisis, navigating conflicts, all of those things are important. And so we have something for everyone at the National Training Agency. Yes. And it's so important that persons just go to our website, www.ntabahamas.org, and check it out, because there's all definitely right. some things.
Absolutely. You know, as an older person, I get jealous of all the opportunities for younger people, right? But older people may have to, like, they may be forced to retune. They may be forced to reimagine their lives, right? Whether it's a family crisis has caused you to move to Nassau, and the traditional work that you knew would always be available to you on the island, you can no longer take advantage of. How do I reskill? How do I retool? All right, so now, so for the young people, we're connecting them to jobs. We're connecting them to employers.
Correct.
We have a professional space for people who are continuing education or retooling. When can I apply?
Okay.
Like, as soon as the show is over, I can go now. Well, don't even wait for the show to be over, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
exactly. So there, let's say where and let's say when. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, where. Online, as you mentioned already, ntabahamas.org. You go there, you go to a particular program that you're interested in, and there will be a application sheet that you can just click and fill it out. Mm-hmm. I want to also remind people that we also are in Freeport. So if you are listening and say, man, they should have had something like this in Freeport. Well, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We have it in Grand Bahama, so just go ahead and do that. So you can go online and do that. Or if you are passing Gladstone Road and you're like, I want to stop here, you can register today, register now, go through the whole process, get your interview, everything in time for the first February 9th.
Now, is there a bus route that travels past NTA?
So we don't have a bus route there. But here's the thing. You can go one way or the other. I think it's either Gladstone and Carmichael on that side.
Right.
They come down to, what's that school called?
Aquinas.
I think that the bus ends someplace around there. Or you can be on the other side at the roundabout Fusion.
Yeah, on the Fusion side, now, which is a quick walk down.
Yeah. Exercise and, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's not far away at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, dear young people who are trying to figure out, like, what I could do, I want to be a bus. Because there are people, listen, I'm not dissing at all. There are people who want to be bus drivers. Like, I that's a lovely job, right? I would love, I mean, except for the cussing, because I can cuss on the road. I could put on my tie. You can see I could wear a tie, right? I could put on my tie. I could be a bus driver. It is a noble profession.
Very
right?
important. Very important in transportation.
Young people, look, there's a route that's necessary right now.
Certainly.
Right?
Certainly.
Come to the NTA. Sign up. Build your skill set. Put together your proposal. And then follow through with all of the opportunities that are available. And then go to the Ministry of Transport and say, I'm ready. Present yourself and say, I'm ready. No, man, this is awesome. This is awesome. Also, let me tell you all why I'm extremely excited about this conversation today. I was excited from before yesterday, but yesterday there was this article in the Tribune, No Minimum Wage Rise Before Election, right? And I think I've heard the clearest articulation of the government's labor and economy strategy yet. Pia Glover Roll addressing the call for another minimum wage increase indicates that it is unlikely to rise again before the next general election. But what I found fascinating was the policy statement. What the minister indicates that, he said, Ms. Glover Roll reiterated that while further minimum wage hikes may not be imminent, the ministry remains focused on equipping Bahamians with the tools needed to earn higher incomes and sustain long-term economic mobility, right? And so it's a clear articulation. We're not going to increase the minimum wage in this term. However, there are opportunities for you to move yourself from the entry-level position where this minimum wage sits to jobs with higher salaries, right, to opportunities with greater wages and benefits,
yes,
right? Sir. And I really appreciate the articulation of the policy statement, and I can appreciate the policy itself.
Yes, and then too, Erin, I think it was a brilliant articulation because it just didn't state the policy, but then it also draw reference to the sort of environment that's being supported and built to ensure that people transition from minimum wage entry level to something more great and higher. And when you look at the national, we align with the Ministry of Public Service and Labor, but also we align with that environment, supporting people, getting them into entry level roles, but then also navigating it so that they could have the life they want to choose.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I see. I like it because it is looking at the lived experiences of Bahamians and creating systems to fit into their spaces, right? I think about like Junior Junkanoo was on Thursday. Let me apologize. I didn't mention it. Junior Junkanoo is also tomorrow night. And every Junkanooer want to be a Junkanooer full-time, right? And then support themselves, supplement their income otherwise, right? So building skill sets that are, transferable is not the word, but that you can move through spaces, right? I could do this, I could do that. I have a little bit of this, I have a little bit of that.
Yes.
Allows people to follow their passion, but also find work that supports them and their passion.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. And certainly opportunities are out there and available. We've had employers, we connected with the Chamber of Commerce in Grand Bahama. There are opportunities there, but skills gap, and that's one of labor and public service, is help to bridge those skills gap. And so we want to help persons get the upskilling that they need with the National Training Agency on both islands. And we can certainly, once they have those filled in, we can certainly connect them where those jobs are and they are available.
You know, culturally, and we got some young people in the room here with us today. All of these people young in here today, but culturally, young women would get married to leave their parents' house, right? Like, you say, oh, you want to be your own woman? You get to have your own house. You can't leave this house unless you're married. Women would get married. You know that men get married so they could find a good business manager? Right? Men get married, right? But when they're looking for a wife, they're looking for somebody who could could manage and who could organize our life, our family. And if they could find a woman who could organize their business, right? You know, young men, you don't have to rush off to the altar. Go to the National Training Agency. You could build, right? So you're a plumber. You have technical skills. You want to be in the bush. You want to be on the line. You want to be in the hole digging and fixing lines. But you don't have time to focus on the business side of it. Well, you can go to NTA and build your own business skill set.
Yes.
Or you could go to NTA candidates, right, to hire for your job because you know not only do they have the business skill sets, but they've learned them in a space that understands who needs them and why they need them.
Right, because one of our practical skills program is business applications and technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's with our provider Synergy. And so certainly there's also office procedures. So we certainly have what is needed to help persons who are more client for the business realm, et cetera.
And that's the gap. That's the gap for most young men and young people. Like when they leave BTVI, when they picked up the skills, or when they leave an apprenticeship program and they want to get off, but they aren't able to take off, because they still need somebody to do the business side, to arrange the appointments, to take the calls. Because, like, Mom, I know you're calling, but I can't take the call while I'm in the toilet guts trying to fix it, right? This is wonderful. Young people, y'all see the environment unfolding. The elements are being put in place. And let me tell y'all young people a secret. This environment that is being rebuilt right now, this is an environment that older Bahamians were able to enjoy or take advantage of, like an apprenticeship program. Could we talk more about that? And when we talk about older lawyers talking about they articled, they did an apprenticeship program.
Yes.
They did an apprenticeship program. And NTA is offering an apprenticeship program. Let's talk about that briefly.
Well, I will say that our program that we offer is not directly the apprenticeship, but we work in collaboration with the Prime Minister's office, who's actually offering the National Apprenticeship Program.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different from us. In that program, they still do our soft skills, that 4 weeks of soft skills, and they do it over a different period of time.
Okay.
But when they're done with that, they go directly to their jobs, and then they are able to, I guess, whatever job that is, to complete that job within a particular time in order to be better in that job. Similar to ours, of course, But the goal there is to call them apprentice or apprentices, and then of course to make sure that they are growing in those jobs as they move forward.
And so, Erin, also, it goes back to just building and cultivating the environment that actually supports livable wages and some other things and what it is we do, because all of that is legislated. It's a national legislation. It's a national mandate. It's a national agenda, and it all ties into the broader scope of upskilling individuals. So contribute to a transformative workspace and public service as well.
Absolutely.
One of the things I will also add, Erin, mm-hmm. since we're talking about the partnerships, mm-hmm. is we also partnership with BTVI. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that connects, NTA is connected with a lot of other agencies, even in it while it's on its own.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that makes NTA different and unique from a lot of the other places, whether you go to college, you go somewhere else, is that we understand that even if I had the ability to leave high school and go directly to college, I will still not have those workplace skills. I will still not know those, like you said, the workplace dynamics. I will still not understand why it's important with governance in the workplace mm-hmm. or diversity and all these other things. So NTA says, you know what? Here's the thing. Come to us. We will make sure that before you get out there or if you were out there and struggling, we're going to help you understand why these things are important and then send you out. So mm-hmm. whether you go on the apprenticeship program, whether you go someplace else, whether you found a job with your uncle or somebody else, you understand that there are some things that are important. That's our first and most important part of this program. Mm-hmm. And we call it the MWPP. Because
absolutely. We're going to go to the text line. We get lots of texts. Now, the guests this morning are not necessarily technical staff, and so I cannot guarantee that they can answer all of your questions, texters. But I will attempt to answer them because I put on my tie today, so I have to do some work. Here we go. Good morning. I'm self-employed. I owe $2,100. Do I get an interest reduction? Here's what you're going to do. Let me find this calendar. Let me find a number for you to call. I know I could answer this question. Listen, texter, you're going to call 502-1500, 502-1500, 225-5642, and you ask them that question. But if I were you, I wouldn't tell them who I am before I ask the question, okay? Ask the question first. Yes, sir.
But you know what, Erin?
Yes.
That person's he or she falls into the category of mandatory workforce preparatory program. And we have one of our soft skills that talks about money managing
exactly.
and how to get it, right? And so that person, if they're 21, down to Gladstone Road so that we could give them some more information to help them to, you know, build the life they need more.
Will you teach me how to look at my staff, right, and say with authority and confidence, what y'all want? Y'all want a bonus party or you want me to pay your NIB? Because I could only do one.
The Institute of Leadership and Management.
Well, teach me how to do that.
How to yeah. say it
yeah.
how to make sure they understand.
And say it professionally.
And you say it professionally mm-hmm. in the right way.
And y'all have an interpreter, right? So you guys can say, listen, fiduciary matters require us to make a strong decision today.
Yes.
You can have pizza or you could have health care. Choose wisely. And the interpretation is, look here, y'all stop freaking yourself out. You can't afford to pay your NIB, please.
But you know what? That particular program, it's practical, but it's also theory-based.
Well.
And so we navigate some real workplace scenarios. And some of the same things you mentioned just now,
mm-hmm.
we navigate that the right way, the how to say it, the how to get people's buy-in. We navigate those things during the ILM programs.
Mm-hmm. I had a situation like that once. I can tell you all about that off air, though. here we go, another text. Erin, no offense, but it seems like bus drivers take courses called How to Play Loud Music 101, How to Stop Anywhere in the Road 200, and How to Seduce Schoolgirls 500 Advanced Core. No texter, you're absolutely right. That's why I suggest, why I brought it together, right? Like, it is a profession, right? It requires skills. It has standards. And so we are going to encourage our young people to go to the training agency and say, hey, I see what the other bus drivers is do. I just want to make sure I'm doing it the right way,
yeah.
you know, and it's the most important thing, because despite the current economic culture, we all can't afford cars. We all cannot afford cars. There's another, they're made. Listen. But, and still y'all don't get it. Yes, absolutely. They marry women for their skill sets, right? That's it. They're looking for people with skills, and women do the same thing, right? I don't tell y'all, the reason I'm not married is because I have not found a man who could build a house in half a day. That's what I'm saying. Some people have skills, and I don't have any. That's why I can't find none. All right, so texters, again, remember, this is NTA, not NIB. National Training Agency. They can teach you how to ensure that your NIB payments are up to date, but they're not responsible for NIB payments. Okay, the OPM had a wonderful statement. I just want to read it in regards to Cohort 27, right? The registration for Cohort 27 is open. It opened in December. And the Prime Minister says, if you're ready to build new skills, unlock better job opportunities, earn higher pay, and create a stronger future for yourself and your family, I want you to seize this moment. You can register in person at NTA on Gladstone Road, or you can sign up online. Then the Prime Minister goes on to say, and if you're looking for even more opportunities like this, also check out Opportunity Hub. Check out Opportunity Hub. And so I'm going to recommend to young people, check out Opportunity Hub. See what training is available there. And then if you're not ready for it, right, go to NTA, because now you know exactly what you're looking for. You go to NTA and see, hey, I saw this on Opportunity Hub. Please help me. Send me to the right space here to prepare myself for those opportunities there. Now, here's another question, especially for the 16 to 26 age group programs. Do you provide, like, mentors? Do you provide people that walk with young people through the day, or who I can reach out to via email or social media to connect and ask questions of?
So what we do, we have monitors throughout our programs, and those persons are there within the training. They're there in case the young persons have any questions or so on. But beyond that, what we have also done is we have partnered with Beyond Our Health, which is a counseling platform. So for those persons, you know, sometimes people are on the job, but they have struggles, real life struggles. And so what we have done is partner so that if you have issues, if you have concerns, you have things going on, we will connect you with that institute, that platform, so that you can choose somebody on the platform, someone you're comfortable with, mm-hmm. and go through a series of counseling sessions. Mm-hmm. Some of those will be up to 4, that's free. Depending on who you connect with, you can have as many as you want. But that is, like I say, beyond our health. So we want to make sure we're taking care of every part, every aspect of the individual.
Absolutely. We just had a recent study, several articles about it in the local paper, looking at the impact of the school pickup and drop off and pickup, protocol or dynamic, and how it impacts parents, guardians, and employment dynamics, right? And with that question, I was thinking about that young person who actually may not have done as well as they could have in school because they had domestic responsibilities put upon them, like ensuring that their siblings get to school safely, right? So I get poor attendance because you 10 minutes off. And now I get into this program, I still have some of those responsibilities, but you could see I'm a hard worker, right? Like, I would hope that someone would reach out and just say, hey, look, when you're in the class, you are focused 1,000%. The difficulty is, Simon, how you get in the class? Do you need help? Right? Because what they found in the study is that employment is severely impacted. Right, things like attendance, getting to work on time, getting back from lunch breaks on time are severely impacted by this large dynamic here. And so it's great to see that there are services available. There are mentors or people walking through the space who could identify issues, and then there are service people too to deal with those sorts of things. This is awesome, man.
And I will add, Aaron, we have had situations where persons were connected to counseling and they couldn't go. And that counselor, actually, Raquel Curry, okay. who is the head of Beyond Our Health, she has come to us to sit in an office and have a conversation or have a session mm-hmm. with trainees.
we want persons to understand that we recognize that it's not really just the soft skills, it's not the employers, it's not the place. There's so many things, as you say, that make somebody a good employee versus someone who's not so good. Mm-hmm. We want to touch all of the aspects so that you have more reasons to succeed, more reasons to get the life you want. Because mm-hmm. we want that for you. When you get the life you want, our country becomes better.
Absolutely.
And that's the goal.
Absolutely. I have a t-shirt. I was supposed to wear it today. It says, hard worker, bad employee. It was designed by a Bahamian, Lindsay Hanna, right? And it is so wonderful. I wish every young person could get a t-shirt, right? Because the workplace culture in the country, and it speaks to young people navigating workplace culture. Producer, let's prep that caller. Caller, coming to you in a second. The people are, they're good workers. They don't necessarily understand this work culture, yes, though, that you have. Let's go to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning to your guests in the studio.
Morning.
I must say I'm thoroughly enjoying the conversation. I look back in my lifetime while I was in school, some of the opportunities that is being offered to the now generation. You know, we were unfortunate not to have the same type of opportunities as they have today.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I wanted to look at, and perhaps this is something that the agency can look at. I know that they don't have the power to do so, but at least I think in a sense that their voice is still important in the conversation with the government, that these things can happen. One thing I always realized in my 34 years experience in the hospitality, i.e. hotel industry, was that we always talked about the contribution of the employee to the overall success of the organization, and that's being negatively impacted by absenteeism or just coming late to work. Some of the aspects I look at some time ago was perhaps what we need to do now is to some way, somehow, convince some of the employers who own these entities. You know, perhaps, you know, with some of the teens, especially today, and the young people today, you know, they have children, and the children are always seem to be that aspect, whereas they have to find a babysitter or find someone to keep them,
mm-hmm,
or something like that. That always tend to be, well, not always, but it tends to be the norm now, whereas the absenteeism
mm-hmm
levels in a lot of these places are noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion would basically be, you know, to some way, somehow, find a way for a mechanism to be put in place, whereas, guess what, the organization, if they want to see productivity, for a couple of seconds ago,
yeah,
to increase, perhaps they need to inculcate, as a lot of companies in the United States do, you know, they have a particular section, whereas for those single parents, mothers or dads, because you do have some dads as single parents as well, you mm-hmm know, to find some part in their organization to perhaps have a little nursery, whether it's paid, you know, taking out the salary or whatever.
Yes, I understand.
And I think that would increase the productivity of not just the employee, but the employer then gets the benefit from that. And that is a component that I notice is very much missing here in the Bahamas, yeah, especially in the hospitality industry, because I believe that if there was a particular section, a little nursery where, hey, on the break, the mother could go and check on the child or something happened.
Or check on the caregiver, make sure they're okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think this is now where we have to really take our thinking now to go to that level. You know,
yes,
it isn't business as usual today, but we have to think of future. We got to think forward.
Absolutely.
And we could change some of the dynamics that we normally say usual and actually put a new spin on it so we could get the productivity in this country up to that level that we wanted. Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you very much. Let me sum it up. We're all out of time. To sum up what he was saying, and my last two questions, right? The International Labor Organization, the Bahamas, we are very good members. We participate, right? and the union space has benefited from our participation there. ILO recognizes work life extends beyond the workplace, beyond the desk that you sit at, the break room, where you park your car. It extends beyond that. And work life extends beyond that as well, right? So work life includes the you getting up in the morning and preparing to go to work. And ILO, they consider the needs of workers in their work life, right? And so, like, I had questions that led into what our caller was just saying. Employers in the hospitality industry, do you have lockers for your staff so the staff who work in kitchen areas don't have to come to work in their uniform? There's some place where they could change and leave their home clothes while they wear their uniform. They can go get into their chef's gear while they're at work, right? And then the study understands that work life includes how you get to work, right? Whether you're driving, you're walking, you have to drop kids off to school. Does the NTA or does the environment, do you have a relationship with employers' organizations like the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce and Employers Federation that speaks to employers about creating a more amicable or equitable workspace, right? For people, are those conversations taking place? Maybe that's for a future discussion, but the caller raised it, and I think it's a great space. I think it helps to build trust in the workplace, that employees understand that employers are looking out for their best as well as the company's best as well. So all of those things were fascinating. Thank you, caller, for bringing them up. But more importantly, tell the people how to register, when the deadline is. And this is like the opportunity hub, because, you know, we like to slunk. The Prime Minister said we hit the 830 hub and they fit five, you know, they opened up 5,000 more spaces. Is this going to be the same? Can I come in late and get in? Or what is my deadline and is it hard and fast?
So I want to encourage the Bahamas. National Training Agency, a mandatory workforce preparatory program. The next cohort kicks off February 9th. That we have a cohort in Nassau and then also in Grand Bahama. This is for those young people and also the people who love them. So you may have a niece, a nephew, a cousin, a friend, a neighbor. We want the whole country to get on board. Identify those young persons who may not have that employment. Let's all come together, Bahamas. Let's encourage and post and push those signups for these young persons to be a part of this program so they can get ready to come into the workforce and make a meaningful contribution to our country. And we, for our signups, we at National Training Agency, our webs. So let's all come together, come on board, and make this country even greater.
Give someone you love an early Valentine's Day gift, a late Christmas gift. Give them an opportunity to build themselves. National Training Agency, NTA Bahamas. .org. Get on board. Oh, and it's free. It's free. Did y'all know it's free?
Free.
It's free. Think about that. It's free because we're building the country. We're going to get our return on our investment in other ways. Listen, thank you very much, National Training Agency. I come into y'all for a job.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very, very much. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Them songs, yeah. I still just wanna jump around and sing songs by higher star and think. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on that Rick and Scrape. No, some was told by Dino D.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life, back into none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.